As Melanie DeLage's uncle played the harp less than 20 feet from where she sat, her mind was more than 2,000 miles away.
Well, we wanted to be down here because of the love that we have for Orlando and the people of Orlando and also the LGBT people.
Her two children, including 11-year-old Nathan, were born in Orlando.
I've been kind of scared and sad for the people that died, but they died doing the thing they love and died being the way they wanted to live, and that's good.
Next to Nathan sat Mario Magana, who spent a decade living in Orlando and most of his Sunday checking on friends and family. While he's relieved they are safe, the situation is so painful that he almost skipped the vigil.
Just because it hurts. It hurts that this is still happening, that so many years after 9/11, we're still fighting the same fight and still doing nothing rather than doing something positive to make changes in our world, to create peace in our world.
Though the group of people gathered in Phoenix last night couldn't undo Saturday night's chain of events, they seemed to find comfort being part of the crowd. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.